This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver police officer has been charged with second-degree assault. Denver's District Attorney Beth McCann says Adam Glatzby was working off-duty security and trying to break up a fight outside a bar earlier this month. In the midst of the altercation, officials say Glatzby's body slammed a victim to the pavement and left him unconscious. Denver's business leaders gathered yesterday at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce's annual State of the City luncheon. In the keynote address, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston insisted the state of the city's economy is strong, even though 1,000 companies have left the city center and commercial real estate value has plummeted.
We also know there are some significant challenges the city faces, and we know those challenges also directly affect our economy, and they affect people's desire to do business here, to live here, to play here, to vacation here, and we want to make sure and address those issues as well.
Johnston pledged to take on four big issues in his first year: homelessness, housing affordability, the economic revitalization of downtown, and public safety. Gunnison County is under an air quality advisory due to wildfire smoke. The low-lying fire about 14 miles north of Gunnison remains at about a square mile in size with no containment. Around 100 firefighters are on the scene, according to the Forest Service, and some nearby homes are under mandatory evacuation. The state's health department says air quality could worsen overnight and into the early morning hours tomorrow. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for eastern Gilpin County and western Jefferson County for another 10 minutes, and another severe warning is in effect for western Boulder County until 4:45 this afternoon. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.